Hi everyone, Hasina here. Just want to say in advance a quick little sorry if the audio sounds different this time. Leonard's not here to help me with levels, and I'm still learning, as you will probably find out, and I'll probably say. But yeah, thank you for your grace and your listen. Let's get into it. Actually,
for the world,
let's just say hi. Sup, dorks.
Oh yeah.
Anyone watching? What was I gonna say? Yeah, I think it's
good. Good morning, New York.
Oh my god. Okay. Excuse us. We were a little... Leonard isn't here to help with this. AKA do everything. So I had to do it. And it's stressing me out. Because... he is my rock, my crutch, my audio man. Anyways. Sitting beside me is not Leonard, if you couldn't already hear or tell, but Zave is in the house. What's up?
Good morning, guys. It's fantastic to be here.
Zave reminded me of a funny little thing before we like hit record. You want to tell him?
Yeah, I actually came up with the name of this podcast.
It's true. We were like, I don't know where we were going, but... Yeah. I threw out the idea of starting a podcast when we moved, and I was like, yeah, but what should we call it? And Zave was like, Two Dorks in New York. And I was like, oh my God.
I'll take commission if you guys, I mean royalties, when it takes off.
Right.
I'm thinking like 5%, 10%.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think I need you to move the mic from here to
I could talk into it more, that's okay.
Yeah, can you please, because...
Don't worry, guys, I'll be louder, I swear.
It's stressing me out. Okay. Anyways, hello everyone. What is up, everyone? Welcome to our bonus episode where Zave and I are going to talk about what we did without Leonard, because he's being a loser in Leonard left Vermont. Us. I don't actually think he's in Vermont. I just think we keep saying that.
He's in Vermont.
Okay. Anyways, my phone's recording, so we're going to do this off the dome. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Off the dome.
Zave got here on Thursday.
Thursday at midnight?
His time, but 9 p.m. Yeah. And they just played some video games, went to bed, of course. Then Friday.
I don't remember that far back, honestly. Friday, so I come in, I hit the hay, sleep on the cool futon couch thing. That's cool. I've got the setup down now. You lay it down, wait for the click, and then you put the sheets over, and it's the whole thing.
Yeah, he's a pro now. I don't know what we did Friday. What did we do Friday? I babysat, but in the morning, what did we do? Oh, you baby. We went somewhere. Oh my god, this is so bad. Do you have your phone on you?
I do.
What did we do Friday? Look it up.
You went to babysat, and Lee and I hung out, but before that.
Yeah, but we did something else. Oh my god, that's literally the U.S. Open.
Oh, Lamau.
I
thought that was a Saturday, but you're right, because it was the Friday.
I'm having to tell Zave to talk into his mic. Yeah, that was so fun. Okay, let's walk him through it. Basically, we have to take the 7 train, the N and the 7. So it took like an hour to get there, but only $2.90. Thank you very much.
It's my first time on the subway.
So. Oh my God, that's right. I kept forgetting like Zave had never really been here. So I would go and do something and he'd be like, whoa. I'd be like, oh, yeah. Anyways, we get off. We like got there at the perfect time. They were just opening the gate to like stand in line, so then we got crazy. In to the park part, like basically one of the first. We went straight to the store, of course,
true fashion,
bought ourselves some hats,
very expensive hats.
Just make
your own, it's not worth it.
Yeah, I could have basically made the one I bought, but you know what,
memories.
Zave said, when are we gonna be back at the U.S. Open? And I said, you know what, you're right.
You just gotta ask yourself.
Then we literally saw the pros hit. Ben Shelton was
in all his glory.
Oh my God.
Sweaty, rippling glory.
Literally. Literally. The best tennis specimen I've
against
seen.
Against someone random
we don't care about. They're just doing practice games because they were all free. I kind of said this on the last pod, but we got to see him. That was amazing. Then we saw Coco Gauff.
Coco was on the same court. And then we left. We left to, was it center stage?
Yeah, I don't really know. Long story short, that day was awesome because we got a bunch of freebies. We saw a bunch of practice games. We saw like a lower division game too, where the two girls that were hitting.
Underdog almost won it, but
we're still like so good. They were hitting and I was like, oh, right. And it brought me back to my middle school tennis days where freaking amazing people were on the team and I was just like there. But whatever.
Nice day.
Got a honey deuce. It was so yummy.
I got a compliment on my outfit.
It's true. Nice. Okay, then I babysat and you guys hung out. And then Saturday.
Was that our sleep-in day?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a picnic, I think. That was the picnic, I think. Or was that Sunday?
I have no idea what we did and when. This is bad. Sorry, everyone. This is, like, boring. Basically, I think Saturday we picnicked.
Saturday.
Maybe? He's checking on his phone.
Saturday, we woke up late and we went to breakfast.
Oh, yeah. We went to Tasty's. That was so fun.
The server was hilarious.
So funny. Oh, yeah. That's when we... Okay.
Yeah.
Lovely. We went to Astoria Park, except we already told our parents this because it was funny, but Zave didn't have this... Oh, actually, I think I told the pod this.
I think it's because of my area code, but for City Bike, there's like a free... What is it? Free 50-day trial. 15-day trial for the city bikes.
Yeah, you'd get free unlocks for like you pay $15. No, $5, and for 15 days you got free unlocks. Yeah. That was so confusing.
I'm from California, so we only had two bikes because Asina got hers and Lee got theirs, so we did piggyback on the bikes. So.
Yeah.
Quad workout.
It's good we're saying this again because Mom said she was confused last time. Anyways, basically, it was me on the back of either Leonard or Zave's bike, and it was treacherous, and we had to stop that. So I just walked to the park while they rode, because can't handle that. Park day, came back.
Nice.
I think I made dinner.
Yeah, that was mac and cheese night.
And then Sunday, because then I left to go hang out with Abby, and they hung out more. So then Sunday, I came back in, and we spent... all day inside.
Is that the draft day or is that Monday?
No, that was Sunday.
That was Sunday.
So we spent all day inside, basically. Yeah. Which was, I don't know, kind of healing, to be honest.
No, it was nice.
We, like, just, I think we, like, walked around at some point, but not really.
Oh, that's when we went to get, was that ice cream?
We got ice cream. I'll update.
That was the thickest ice cream I've ever had. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a chunk of cream.
Yeah, I guess I'll just say it now, and then I'll say it again with Lee. But I didn't get hired there at Van Leeuwen. I got rejected. So there's that. Holding this mic with my right hand is like hurting my elbow. Oh my God.
You'll find out why. In the next episode,
can you imagine cliffhanger?
We put a paywall.
I wish we don't have the notoriety to do that, but that's okay because we love everyone who's sending us money, anyways.
After this episode, you're gonna get global recognition.
Oh my God! Before we started, Zave said, "I've had two failed podcasts, so I don't know if this is good or bad luck for you."
Third time's a charm.
Oh, that took me out. Okay. Then Sunday we spent all inside. Mm-hmm. Monday at like 4 a.m., Leonard leaves. Goodbye, have fun, kicking balls. Then
there you go.
We wake up and we head on our Monday adventure, which is Museum Monday. Museum Manhattan Monday, okay? So first we went all the way freaking up the west side to where, to the cloisters.
The Met Cloisters Edition.
What was your favorite cloister?
My favorite cloister. Oh, man.
So there's like three-ish. So there's the one with like no plants.
Yeah, there's the two plants. There's one with the no plants and then like the churchy area, right?
Yeah, the no plants. And then it was like the fountainer one. Mm-hmm. And then it was the one with like the cafe and then the one with like all the plants.
I like the one with the... There was the cloister on the edge that overlooked the river. And it had like a vine archway going up it. And you could touch the plants there. And you couldn't touch any of the other plants. I thought that was neat.
Yeah, that was like the last, like the big one is next to the cafe one. And I sat
down there too, so that was nice.
Yeah, it's the one where Zabe's posing on Instagram, the picture.
Viewer discretion advised, if you go to Cloisters, it's at the top of a hill. We weren't prepared for that.
Oh my God.
We're like, where is it? And we're walking and we're walking and we're walking and we're walking.
Quite literally, because you get off and it's in like Fort. Something
Fort Cloister.
No, it's like in like it's a New York park, like a state park, but it's like Fort Tyrant Park. I think that's right. That's like ringing a bell. Yeah. But you have to walk through the park up to get to like the museum, and so we were following maps and also this other couple, but like
they were definitely local though.
Yeah,
they were confident.
They knew they were confident.
We lost them and they were way ahead of us. It was crazy. Yeah,
we like were behind them the whole time except for this one turn where we went one way and they went the other and then they got...
We lost that 50-50.
When we got back to like the cloister, they were already inside like exploring. We're like, oh. Crazy.
But so the inside was much colder than I expected it to be. I thought it was going to be dying in heat, but it was nice.
No, yeah. It's quiet. It's giving underground gardens.
My dream home is going to look like the Cloister Museum.
Can you look at your mic and talk?
I'm looking at my mic.
No, not like that. Siblings. No, it was actually so gorgeous and like so... There's so many sections. I think it's the perfect amount of museum because there's like plaques and things and relics and...
Very interesting.
Pots and cups and tapestries and
there's
things.
There's something for everyone.
It's true. But then there's also plants and like outdoors and... But it's also not too hot, but you can go outside, and there's a cafe. Nice. And I thought it was so crazy that this guy just wanted a cloister, so he just bought it and then moved it. I told Zave I really want him to buy me a cloister.
I'm working on it.
Yeah. You know, he has to, like, go to school first or whatever. Yeah,
figure out everything.
Right. Okay, so that was cloister. Then we were hungry and tired already. But we persevered, and we went back on the subway and headed down to...
Upper West Side. It wasn't long, though.
No, it was, like, Midtown.
Midtown? Oh, yeah, because we went and got lunch first.
People who live here are going to listen to this and be like, where are you going?
We went really high up.
Middle of the park, I'm trying to say.
And then we went down a little bit. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, and it was to the Natural History Museum.
We got pizza first, right?
I'm confused at... Okay, so we saw the museum, but we were like, oh my God, we're hungry. And there's a bunch of food trucks outside, but none of them have the prices on the food truck. And also, I'm scared to eat from them.
Yeah.
It's not in like a I'm too good for it way, but in like
very
a...
Very intimidating.
What if I don't like it or like I say something wrong and they give me like beef, you know?
And there's also, it's very narrow and there's a lot of people waiting in line. We're being very generous and making that line shorter.
Right. Yeah. Come on now. Ugh. Who raised you? You're so cute. Okay, then we walked past the museum and we saw a pizza place. And we were like, yes.
New York Slice.
New York Slice. So we go in. They're so nice. Italian family.
Mm-hmm. I get two barbecue chicken pizzas.
Yeah, ordered.
Very quickly, paid. I might add.
And I said, I'll have one cheese and I got like a tiny soda. Perfect. Well, iced tea, but still. We're sitting down. Zave is done with both his slices, and I still don't have mine. I'm like, oh, okay.
She's nibbling on. She helped me with a couple of them, so she's...
Yeah, because I'm hungry.
She's ravaging.
Just sit back. Sit back.
No, I'm doing great. Feeling good.
Zave's so uncomfortable, and I'm worried, like, he's not talking to his... Me, this whole trip has been asking Zave if he's having fun, and him being like, yes. I'm like, are you having fun? Are you okay? Are you hungry? Are you having fun? Are you okay?
I'm just happy to be here.
And he's like, yeah, I'm doing great. I'm like, do you need anything? You cold? Oh, God. Okay, we're, like, not even partially done.
It's going to be a big bonus episode.
We need to pick this up. Okay, we go to pizza. I don't have my slice yet. Right. I go up and I'm like, hi, I ordered cheese. And he was like, oh, I thought it was one for each of you. He had two? And I was like, yeah.
No, I didn't hear this part.
I'm big bagged over here. And then I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, no worries. Gets me my slice. It's phenomenal. Perfect.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Right next door is the Strand bookstore. Maybe not like the big one, but
it was sizable.
Like one of a Strand location. I feel like there's more than one location, but loved it. Looked around. Out of my price range, but gift cards are available, everyone. So, loved that.
They had really cheap jelly cats.
It's also true. Some were knockoffs, though.
Yeah, well.
But they had the cute little peanut ones. They've almost got it.
Almost.
Then we finally went into the museum. I love a culture pass. Two museums, one day, both for free.
Amazing.
Both admissions were $30. Hello?
Each.
That's phenomenal. If you're going to come visit me and you want to see a museum, let me know. I can get you in for free. Well, so, maybe not. I feel like actually it's they didn't check my ID at either of them, so maybe I can't
figure it out.
There's so many taxidermied animals.
It's crazy
in that place. I kept asking Zave crazy questions. First of all, I want everyone to know Zave knows his animals. Okay, so we'd walk past one a lot, and he'd be like, "Oh, that's a." A kodo. Oh, that's a but da but da da ba. Oh, that's a but da but da but da. What was the one you wanted? The water buffalo. He was obsessed with that.
I love me a water buffalo.
Like what?
But yeah, like floors and floors are just
animals.
Dead animals.
Awesome. Then we saw dinosaurs.
Big dinosaurs. Well,
not. Like their bones, you know? And Zay was like, where's the, what? The one you love?
Oh, Quetzalcoatlus.
Say that again closer to your
mouth. Quetzalcoatlus or Quetzalcoatlus. I don't know. You'll say it differently. They had a wing there, so.
They had a Quetzal wing.
Bam.
And he was like, yeah, this is my favorite. They made a whole movie out of it. I'm learning more from Zave than the plaques I'm reading, basically.
Should be a tour guide.
No, literally. Actually, you would be amazing at that, I think.
This is a fish. Watch it swim.
Right. And then I kept asking him questions like, so are these like sealed rooms and they'll never be opened, so like they'll never rot? And he's like, Hasina, they're taxidermied, like they won't rot. And I was like, oh, no,
they're all alive. They're just standing really still.
I was like, right.
They had an ocean exhibit, which was the biggest one, which was awesome.
Oh yeah.
They had a freaky corner of like the sperm whale and the giant squid, and C and I were scared. It was really dark.
I still think there was glass there.
No, we didn't get close enough we couldn't even tell if there's glass. We just
okay,
kind
of first
walked
of all,
right by.
There's like, it's the room with the giant whale. And then in one corner, it's like pitch black. There's no light in this room. And it's just like,
and it's not
the
even,
light from the rest of the room is illuminating the sperm whale and giant
it's
squid.
It's two floors, so it's under the shadow. And it's just like the head of the sperm whale. And it's not it.
It's literally like clay.
It's freaky.
Or like plaster. Well,
yeah, because they can't do the ocean ones because...
Right.
Skin is.
Yeah. You can't taxidermy a fish. Yeah. Obviously. I even know that. But we could not even get close to it. We're such scaredy cats.
Yeah.
We were like, oh my God.
He went to the opposite corner to charge your phone.
No, it was literally crazy. But it was cool. There's like reefs there. And Zay was talking about like what he's going to be doing. And there was a like thing of the sardine run.
Oh, yeah. I'm going on a trip.
Talk about it. Well, he doesn't know a lot about it,
yeah.
But...
I was in the airport in my layover in Colorado, and I got an email from a marine biologist at my college, and then she said that she's organizing a 7-person, 3-day trip to, I don't know, somewhere northern Mexico, near San Diego, just barely Mexico, of, like, glamping and the great sardine-run migration with blue marlins and sardines and whales and dolphins, and so, yeah, open ocean snorkeling them. I'm ready for it.
Literally,
it's gonna be
I don't
crazy.
It's gonna be amazing. Like, if you don't know what the sardine run is, look it up. That's your new fact of the day.
It's your homework.
But Zave, let me tell you. Zave's going, okay, yeah, backstory. Zave's going to UCSD for marine biology starting literally in 2 weeks. Like, this is our last little hurrah before he becomes a man. And he has been destined to be a marine biologist since probably birth. So the amount of times we've watched the sardine run in on CD, on DVD.
David Attenborough, my king.
Yeah. The amount of times I've heard him talk about the sardine run and seen it on a tiny screen is a million.
I'm low-key scared, though, because it's going to be, like, so big.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
No, Zave's living his, like, 8-year-old dreams through this trip.
A
so
little
that's
bit.
Amazing.
I'm keeping it composed for the podcast.
Right, right. No, I could tell he was texting our mom, like, look at this. I could tell the minute he did that, I was like, oh my God, he wants to go.
Like, he's going to beg to go. Like the next day, it filled up fast.
Yeah, I mean, there's only 7 spots, so.
Yeah. Anyways, we got to get going. Tuesday.
Okay, yeah, Tuesday we didn't really do much. We went into the city a little bit, and we went to Sephora.
I keep forgetting that was yesterday.
Zave's such a trooper because he grew up with me.
I'm trained.
He can shop with me. So basically we like went into the city and we wanted to show him Grand Central Station because he had never seen it.
I've never seen it. I've only seen it Madagascar. And every time I say that word, I have to pause or I said gloss right over it.
Madagascar?
Yeah. That and Wednesday. I have to think about it. I don't know. I'm petering.
Wednesday Adams has...
The word Wednesday. I have to think about it before I say it. I'll say Wednesday. I'll just...
Oh.
Yeah. I'm petering out, guys.
Oh, my God. Hey, everyone. I just want to say a big thank you to some people that their lovely, lovely gifts came in right as we finished the episode last time. So we want to thank Evan and Colleen for sending us some great household items. Now our video will be clearer than ever with our tripod. And we can finally put our spoons on the counter. So thank you for that. And Nana, my Nana, not Leonard Santa, there's two, sent me a picnic blanket that's foldable and so lovely. We use that to sit on. And Auntie sent us this like picnicking basket that has like a cooler and some plates and stuff. So now we have a whole set. Get ready for fall picnics. And of course we want to say thanks to Casey for sending my brother, as she sponsored Coney Island, so that was lovely. But most importantly, we want to just thank you all for listening and for supporting us. If you want to support us in any monetary ways, my Venmo is always open at Santa T. Okay, thanks, bye!
I'm waterlogged or something.
Okay, that's so silly. I feel like I'm learning so many new things about you this trip. What were we even saying? I feel lost today.
You're shopping at Sephora. You got this new perfume.
I did. Thank you. Yes, I did. Zave also will tell it like it is. So I had like 4 perfumes. First of all, I had gift cards. Okay. No one panicked.
This is free.
Second of all, I had 4 perfumes lined up that I wanted to try.
Well, do we remember the names? It was Her.
Yeah, Burberry, Her. Sorry if they're basic, okay? I literally have been using, like, Sol de Janeiro. Like, that's where the bar is. So I wanted one that lasted more than, like, a cough, okay? So there was Burberry, Her. There was Burberry Goddess. There was, like, this Nest Vanilla one. And this other, like, Fleur scent that was supposed to be, like, lavender-y.
Oh. No. Parent problems. No. Father.
Father figure.
Father figure. Nailed it.
Nailed First it, try. Save. Yeah. I was trying, when Leonard listens to this, I was trying to look for like notes of lavender because he likes that, but you snooze, you lose. Anyways, we ended up with Nest and Her, and Zave likes the Her one more.
Citrusy. It's fresh. Like,
I still have it on.
Yeah, it lasts a long time.
It does. And I just got the travel one, you know, but I also got the Nest one because we're going into fall and I'm trying to be a grown-up and have like a fall scent as well. Whatever. Those are free. I also got like some other things. Whatever. Then we moved on to... Oh, yeah. We were hungry. So we went around the corner. I showed him Bryant Park and we were
that
like...
That was awesome.
I was like, cool. This is where we saw the movie, da ba da ba da. But the lawn was closed. So the idea was to get lunch and sit on the lawn. But
no such luck.
Yeah. Anyways, then we go around the corner and there's this pho place that's this light, like tiny hole in the wall.
In the closet, yeah.
It was so good.
Big portions too. And it's cheaper than Fresno, I think.
Yeah, pho 39, 29.
Something like that. For two bowls, it was under 40.
Yeah, it's on my Belly app. Reviewed it already.
Very good.
But yeah, we got like some spring rolls and two like huge bowls of pho.
Mm-hmm.
Huge. Well, maybe huge for me because
yeah, I kinda,
I'm tiny, but.
I dusted it. So yeah. It was like just starting.
Oh my God. It, by the time Zabe was done, it looked like I'd eaten nothing. So there's that. Anyways, took that home. Then we stopped by the Doc Martin store because I really want these Mary Janes for work because they're first of all, I'm pretty sure I'm going to get this restaurant job, knock on wood. So want shoes that I can wear not only there, but also that I can just like clean off and wear to internship and like wear in and be non-slip and also waterproof and just kind of like be
all-purpose,
an all-purpose all-day shoe. And we're going into fall. Basically everyone's having the same idea because I go into the Doc store and they're out of what I want. They have like
in every color.
Yeah, they have this other color, but I don't like it. I think it looks glorious on Ellery, but I don't want I don't want it.
And like the small size was 10, I think.
Yeah,
all these short women in New York.
It's literally messing up. Anyways, but right next door was Urban Outfitters, which was above like a something reclaimed.
You're supposed to know this.
All of like Urban's sorcerers.
Reclect.
Oh.
Booyah.
Wow.
Just give me a
second.
God,
you're so good.
Yeah.
Basically everything that Urban sources or like Ann Newley and all these like other brands downstairs in the warehouse, there's like a bunch of like discounted for sale things. And there's like try on rooms, but you can just go get whatever you want. It's for cheap. So I got two sweaters that are usually like $1 million because they're Free People sweaters for literally so cheap. It was like $25. And then I just saw a bunch of dresses and we have another wedding coming up that we have to go to. So I think I'm going to go back there to try on dresses for that because then I won't have to spend a bunch. Like I can have mom send a few, but I don't really have that many. Like, I don't know what I would wear to this wedding, to be so honest. But
the theme is yacht formal, I think.
I think that's what it said on the invitation. I don't know. I'll check. Save just showing us a picture that we forgot. A very
Monday night
important part. Go ahead.
So we were already in the city, and this was after the museums. We just ate. We were really tired from all the walking and really dehydrated. So we go to Olive Garden. No.
Oh my God.
First, we're like, what do we want to do? I was like, I don't know. Like, I'm looking at buildings. So Cena's like, all right, let's go get rush tickets. At first, I think it's for, we were talking about Hadestown, but then Great Gatsby was right there. So we got rush tickets, literally probably sub 10 rows from the stage on the floor level, which was amazing.
Oh my God. Yeah, I was like, let's just check in. Because not a lot of Broadway shows are open on Monday nights. Like, that's usually their off night. And so I was like, I know Great Gatsby is. We'll be like, we can take the sub right to it. We'll be close. And I wanted to show him Times Square too. So I was like, let's do that. And then we got him and they weren't together. Like, but we didn't sit together, exactly. But it was rows I and K orchestra level. Like, what? But then we have an hour until the show starts.
And we're dead tired and we don't want to fall asleep during it. So
right.
We walk like 5 minutes to Olive Garden. So we're like, maybe we'll get a drink or something to eat, some water. We go there, we get sat on the third floor, which was just weird for me.
Yeah.
Being told Olive Garden has a third floor. And I'm like, okay, whatever.
I was trying to explain to him, like, this is the one where you can buy, like, $500 tickets and watch the ball drop. Yeah. Like, it's actually crazy.
We order, I think I get a lemonade and a water. Cena gets a little drink.
Oh, well, I thought, like, maybe we could, like, get a little buzz on. Yeah. But not everyone everywhere is Astoria, where they just like
hand out alcohol,
give you a beer. So,
but
whatever.
We're saying that we're getting a thing of calamari. I think the server Loki hates us because he keeps giving us looks.
Well, we're right by like where the servers like go into the kitchen, so he just hangs out there and is like watching us eat. Hot. I don't know what it is. I hope Dad listens and is like grumbling too. But our family always gets sat right next to the kitchen.
And it's not like, oh, that's where they come out of. Like, no, you can look into the kitchen.
Yeah, without like not fail. Like not even like literally next to the kitchen. It's crazy. And it's always crazy because I know that's how restaurants work. Is like they do it by like server and area, and like I get it, but we're always literally facing the doors.
That might be you soon.
Whatever. Basically, we spent money at Olive Garden that we like did not need to spend, because why?
We're just sitting there existing.
We were just literally like not even talking to each other. We were just kind of like, Zay was downing glass and glass of water.
I drank 5 glasses of water at Olive Garden.
Yeah, and then we went to the show. Whatever, it was perfect. Walked in the show. First, we went up to the mezzanine because we thought we weren't.
Yeah,
bougie.
We thought. Yeah, we're not used to this.
We go up to the
floor
top.
Seats. What the heck?
We go up to the top floor, like, do-do-do, and they're like, no, it's orchestra.
No, no, no. So, yeah, we go down. We say our final goodbyes. We split.
What was your favorite moment?
Favorite moment was probably when I sat down. So, I'm sitting on the right. Cena's on the left. And it's just me. I'm like, oh, okay, I got, like, 20 minutes till the show starts.
Oh, yeah. We also walked in the theater literally when it opened. So, yeah. We had half an hour.
Our timing was pretty spot on this trip. And there's these two college girls next to me that just came. I was eavesdropping because what else do you do? They're like 4 marks in, giggling, having a fantastic time. So I'm just standing there, sitting there like, okay, this thing's got to start. But I don't know. It was really good.
Your favorite part of the musical was eavesdropping?
Was the anticipation.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. Because I knew how it ends off TikTok, but.
Oh.
Yeah.
Actually, once it happened, I was like, oh, yeah. I have seen this. But it also scared me.
And the set design is fantastic.
Oh my God.
It's so good.
Oh my God. I have to take Leonard and I have to take my mom.
I think it's top 3 musicals I've ever seen.
Whoever comes next, lucky you, because we're going.
Oh yeah, it's fantastic. And Ryan McCarthy, amazing.
Oh my God. I loved, first of all, they love their jobs.
Oh, yeah.
That cast loves their job. Like, I know everyone on Broadway should/does, but, like, they...
Like, yeah.
Because it's, like, Gatsby and a little more, like, you know, 20s, jazzy,
yeah,
type thing. Like, their artistic liberty, mm-hmm, on, like, their runs and their, like, note differences. Because I had, like, heard some of the music,
yeah,
before.
It's very personalized.
Oh, my God. And I love... Liv and Maddie, mm-hmm, so much. That was like my show growing up. I even now, like, I still watch it sometimes, like comfort show. And he was Diggy on Liv and Maddie, and so that the oh yeah, I
it was great.
I wrote about it in my
the
journal.
The actors' mannerisms were, I like, they have a lot of personality. It's nice.
Oh my God, and I'm obsessed with
Mr. Lank.
Mr. Lank. Yes.
With the sleeper building.
Oh my God, at some
it,
point.
But yeah. Oh! He walks across the stage carrying something. But then he has a shirt off because it's heavy. And then it's like, not what you expect.
Oh my God, literally. He's like just this lanky, like, he's supposed to be like a boy, you know.
Awkward. Yeah, it's Nick Carraway.
Right, if you've, yeah, read Gatsby, you know who that is.
Spoiler.
But oh my God, he's in like big suits and things the whole time, and then this part happens and he's in like PJ pants and shirtless, and I know what everyone's gonna say, like, oh, of course Hasina's, but I didn't, I it's because
it's
I
like,
did not expect him to,
yeah,
look
out
like
of nowhere.
That he put in some work,
like,
and
when
some
you
time
see me for the first time, it's like, what the heck, who's that handsome guy? It's
right,
crazy.
It, no, literally that's what I say every time I see Zabe. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But like in a different way. That's not weird. And that's just hyping him up for other girls. Anyways, getting into weird territory.
Wednesday.
Here. Wednesday.
We did Tuesday.
Was
so
today.
That was Monday night, was Gatsby.
Yeah, sorry, we're all over the place.
Gatsby.
Then we just came home and it was awesome.
Came home, we knocked out.
Yeah, Tuesday.
We were
oh my God. So. Yesterday I was supposed to have We walked all the way down to for me to have a job interview.
Down Ditmars.
Yes, down Ditmars. Come on now, local. And he stood me up. So we got donuts and
get,
we posted our...
get more
information. No, I will. Like, we have a pod on Sunday. It's like...
Fine. Oh, yeah, you have to say... This is only a bonus episode. You have to check back in on Sunday.
Right. So
there's still Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Stuff's gonna happen.
Yeah. And Leonard has updates and we have more updates. That's and I
all
like
about
have...
soccer camp. Oh, soccer.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tune in.
Oh my god. James made me laugh so much this trip. Okay. Tuesday night we watched
Coco Golf.
Yeah, we got Harry Potter donuts, which we put on the Instagram. Oh, if you haven't
so
seen
good.
That,
highly recommend.
Go see it.
If you have high blood pressure, maybe skip it on.
Yeah, we're about to eat some more right after this. But then we watched Coco Golf on her round one US Open.
Yeah. Don't say who won, but
he's
amazing
so proud of me for
game.
Doing that.
Amazing game.
I was literally...
She's hooked on tennis.
I was yelling. Okay, I've always been hooked. I just don't like when I'm bad at things, so I stop caring.
She's double hooked.
But since we, like, went, and so we were, like, in that stadium, and then we watched what... Like, I... Oh, my God. She fought.
It's crazy.
They fought each other on that tennis court. Literally beat each other up.
And it's, like, 10 p.m., and then it's, like, all right, next game starting in 10 minutes, and we're like... What the heck?
No, I know, I can't.
Who's playing tennis at 10 p.m.?
I don't think it was.
It was. It goes. It ends at like 1 a.m.
Really?
It's nuts.
Can't do that. I already have a headache. Okay. Then, last day, best day is today, I think.
Yeah, it was a great day.
We got up. We had a donut. We got some Starbucks because Starbucks Woo-hoo! Fall.
We got our chai.
Just happened. Pumpkin is chai. Back, everyone. With a gift card, so no one get upset. And then we got on the N train, rode it all the way down, literally
long
an hour
train
and a
ride.
Half. We were going crazy. We got to Coney Island.
Woo-hoo!
It was so much fun. We ended up buying like day wristbands.
Totally worth it, by the way.
So
Don't
worth
get
it.
Get the platinum, just get the regular.
Yeah, there's like only three rides: the big Ferris wheel, this one. Roller coaster that looked really fun, but whatever. Oh, and these like race car track racer things aren't included, but it was okay because we didn't really want to go on the Ferris wheel and we had the other rides.
We had plenty of rides, yeah.
So we went on one that's like, I don't know if anyone's been to Six Flags, but it's like the one
Hollywood,
at Six Flags.
Six Flags
Hollywood, yeah. That's called Zatsu, where you like lie down. It's like you're flying in a plane.
It's crazy.
Paragliding maybe is a better
like Superman.
Analogy. Yeah, like Superman.
Like your Superman.
It's called Soaring Eagle. Oh.
Super fast, super fun. It's kind of short. And it's, I mean, Coney Island compared to Six Flags, it's not as like smooth, but.
Right. Oh my God.
You're flying.
Yeah. And then there was so many like fun ones. There was one called the Tickler.
Oh, we love
you're
the
in,
Tickler.
Like,
everyone loves the Tickler.
He has the weirdest face. You're in this like car that's not only going on a roller coaster, but the car itself is like spinning.
It's
so
like
you'll.
A teacup.
Yeah, so you'll like, we went down like the big drop like backwards and you'll like go up and you'll turn a corner but the car won't move so you get like
Goofy's Flying School kind of.
Yeah.
From Disneyland.
Yeah, true. These analogies are good. But only if you've been.
And then next we did Cyclone.
Oh my God.
Literally crazy. We get in line.
We get in line. We go to the front, okay?
The very front.
Like literally front car. And we...
It's way faster because it's a 100-year-old wooden roller coaster.
It's literally, it's its 98th anniversary.
And we're like, it's going to be kind of slow, bang us around.
No.
It is freaking fast. Like,
and
it goes. And it's not, it was pretty smooth that first ride. We were like.
Just like Twisted Colossus has like big drops that you're like really not expecting off a wooden roller coaster. It has like seven drops, this one.
It's nuts. It's fun.
And like, they're big to a point where you like go up first.
She's
so
flying
it,
out of
so
her
it
seat.
So it gets the G's and then you go down, right?
She's holding onto the bar.
I'm
and I,
literally coming off the bench. Zane is like
I'm
holding
looking over
me down.
And she's literally like
I'm flying
in the air.
Off.
It's so funny.
We'll go up. I'll scream. My thighs leave the seat. And then we go down and I smash down, okay? So keep this in mind.
So it's, that was smooth. Oh my God. So fun. We have to go again. So we get back in line, and at this point, it's maybe, what, 1, 2, 1, no, it's
1:30,
like,
push
it's barely 1 p.m., because we come back and we ask.
Okay, blast out the mic, why don't you?
Speak in the mic, don't speak in the mic. So we get back on. We're in the back this time. And we go,
middle back.
And immediately, as it, just a slow turn into the big build-up to the first drop classic, we're like, there's levels to this.
There's levels.
It's like my chin is literally wobbling from side to side.
I can't imagine when this first came out in like 19 something.
Yeah, with no padding or anything.
And everyone's like, you sit in the back, you probably think you're gonna die. Like, yeah, who has ever ridden anything like this before?
My heart was going a bit. It was
basically
rough.
If I was coming out of my seat the first time, this time there was no hope.
I came out my seat.
There was no hope.
Me, 170 pound,
and we were in a smaller cart
to the point where my legs were crossed and I was getting claustrophobic because I couldn't move my legs.
Yeah, it was so bad.
Still flying out.
And on the second big drop, I come out of my seat so hard because we have like momentum that way, and I come back down, and I like my elbow hurts like bad, and I was like, oh my god, but I can't focus on that because we're about to die on the cyclone. So we finish the cyclone. I'm like, oh, my elbow really hurts. I look, there's a gash in my elbow, literally
elbow.
Like an inch and a half, and it's actually pretty deep. Like, I'm not exaggerating. I think I probably should have stitched it up. I'm bleeding out on the cyclone, but we have rides to ride, so we bought a wristband.
So we're like, that wasn't intense enough. So we go to the most intense ride at the park.
Wait, was that next? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So then
we're letting our heart rate. So we're just kind of wandering like, oh, that one's fun.
Okay, so I'm like, ow, my elbow. Like, ow. And we rode some of the ones we had already ridden. There was this other one that's kind of like the, what's it called at Knott's Ferry? The horse one. Do we know what it's called?
Oh, no, that wasn't at Knott's Berry. That's it. I think that's,
I don't know. If you can't tell,
it was called Steeplechase. You're sitting in a horse.
It's like you're riding a horse, but like this thing comes from the back and like holds the back of you. Yeah. But what we didn't know, the one at Knott's Berry Farm also like shoots you out, but you're kind of like,
but it's at the beginning, so you're ready.
Yeah.
It's like, right, 3, 2, 1.
And it's also like smoother. It's more of like a,
There's a big stretch before you actually do any.
Yeah, it's like really, yeah, there's a long flat part before you like do all the crazy stuff. So it has a lot more time to like push your wheels forward.
Yeah.
This one, there's like maybe 4 feet.
You turn slowly and then you stop and there's like,
and it backs red, you up.
Yellow. Green.
The minute it turns green, you whiplash your head so, like, literally, we both went like,
four people in front of us. I just saw all their heads go back, but
it was literally crazy.
Just turn at corners, it's fast, it's fun. We did that like, what, 4 times?
Yeah, we're just riding all of them so many times. And then we get to this one called the Thunderbolts. Oh my god, I think I'm gonna put a picture in the video. If you're not watching, go watch
this.
Now
we rode this, that's a thumbnail, look what we rode. Okay. Big red circle.
Oh my god, wait, I love that. Yeah, like, oh, and subscribe.
God, it's crazy.
We're
like losing our minds. We're the only ones there because everyone else is just standing there looking at it. Like,
yeah, no one's going on it.
This?
So we ride this alone.
Pros. We walk in there like we own the place.
You go, you're okay. You sit down.
Well, we're in the front. We go to the very front
row.
The
very front. Okay. You sit down and you have like shoulder straps and a lap bar type thing.
And they tell you, put your hands up, and they put the lap bar down. And usually it's like, and you hold on with your hands.
Nope.
It's just on your legs. Nope. Just on your thighs.
And there's, it's literally like, pressing the top of your thigh down, and it goes from like, maybe from me, from like my knee to like,
yeah, it's just above
upper
your knee,
thigh.
About.
So it's like a large part of your thigh, but it's pressing straight down. And then
there's seatbelt straps that are connected just to hold it to the seat, I guess. And Cena looks at me because they're like, all right, you're good to go. Cena looks at me like, they tie in, right? They tie in. I'm like, eh, maybe. So I'm like doing the suspenders thing. And then it starts going and Asina's freaking out. She's
like,
they're
not tight. They're
not tight. And they're like, oh, next thing you know, we're perpendicular with the ground going straight up to the point where I can't see because that's the sun.
Literally?
I can't see.
Straight up, like, not like, oh, they're going straight up. No.
No.
We're going straight up. And we have these flimsy straps. Oh, we're only holding on by our legs.
Dead weight. Just our legs, and we're just back against the seat.
Literally, like, you feel like you're going to fall out. Crazy. Okay? And I go, Zave, we're not going down. Like, why aren't they tightening? What's going on? Why aren't they tightening? And he's like, we're going down. We turn the corner, and we go straight down.
No, not like a, oh, yay, drop. Down. Literally, this ride started up.
Down.
Into a loop-de-loop.
And so if you... Sorry, I'm yelling. If you think my body came out of the seat cyclone,
it is.
If that wasn't holding my legs down, Hasina wouldn't be here anymore, exactly. Which we know is the point, but like...
It's literally nuts. Like, I was holding on so tight. Because your whole waist up, there's a chair behind you, but you're moving so fast and it's turning so much.
And
you're
there's
not
nothing
touching
to the
it.
Side.
There's nothing.
So Zave and I are fully, we're like literally corkscrewing and I'm falling off the side of the ride. Literally my arms are
like someone hot glued my butt to a chair and that's what I'm riding on.
Right.
It's nuts. And it's really long too.
It was so long.
And so we did it again, obviously. And then we didn't hold on to anything. We did arms off. That's whole different world.
Oh my
That's
god. Yeah.
Crazy.
So after that we just like roamed around, got some lemonade, rode everything we liked again, and then to finish the day we rode Thunderbolt again because we had to end on a big note. And oh my god, yeah, we put our hands up after
crazy.
I can't put my hands up on a big drop. I don't know how people do that.
You know.
I hold my breath.
I get
every
nervous
time.
So it's gonna get like slapped off or something. I've seen Final Destination.
Just some anxious children over here. Yeah. But no, I hold Fun fact, I hold my breath on every drop of roller coasters. That's why, like, the first time I went to Six Flags, I watched all the preview videos of, like, you're sitting in the ride, what it looks like, so I could, like, time...
Virtual tour.
Yeah, so I could time my breathing. I know it's psychotic, but, like, that's how I get through roller coasters, and I love them. But
we didn't do any crazy, like, attraction rides. We only did roller coasters, because that's what you're there for.
Yeah. Like, we didn't do the slingshot, but I think we'd both have died.
God, no.
I don't know why people find that fun.
Someone's going to donate money and say, go do the slingshot.
And oh, my
God. Be cooked.
And I won't. And I'll send it right back to you. Don't need it that bad. Thank you.
Then we were headed to the metro.
Okay.
And then there's a candy shop.
Oh, my God. Yeah. $8 milkshake.
The candy shop. I said, try our delicious milkshake.
Maybe the best.
Skin milkshake.
Yeah. I can never say no to a milkshake. Maybe one of the best milkshakes I've had.
Heavy cream. Like the whipped cream, you could tell it was whipped cream. It was
like real, like anti-whipped cream.
We didn't even make it on the train and it was gone.
Yeah.
And then we had to hold an empty cup for an hour. So
it's
that was
true.
Booyah.
It's true.
But we slept all the way home. We were
literally
exhausted.
We almost missed our stop. Like we were asleep.
We woke up and we're like, Zave, get off. I was like,
I was like, Zave, come on. He's like, stand clear of the clothes. I'm like, oh. Yeah, so then I was supposed to have a job interview tonight, and I again got stood up. So, we're going to hope it happens Friday.
It's looking good, though.
Yeah, he called me, so there's hope in that. I don't know. We'll see. And we went out to dinner.
Ate some nachos.
Last supper. Now we're doing
before
this.
The big split.
Literally the big split. You're kind of like almost the furthest you can be from me.
Yeah, because then it's like around the globe and then it starts getting negative distance and I'm just getting closer. You know, like then it's China and then Russia and then I'm...
Yeah, I'm not there with you.
Yeah,
I'm not
okay.
That smart. Thank you.
Sorry. Got them. Yeah. And the brawn.
And the what?
The brawn. It's okay.
Oh, so I got the beauty? Anyways, this is kind of a chaotic bonus, but I hope everyone's enjoyed
it. If you want
it.
Me back for more, I could do Zoom podcasts. I don't know. It's what the people want.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Whatever.
Make sure you let Zave know if you enjoyed him.
Leave a
like. What was your favorite part of your week here?
Spending it with you.
I knew he was going to say that. Little goober.
Telepathy, yeah.
No, I've loved having Zave here. I told him if he wasn't here, I probably would have gone crazy because I have no friends and Leonard is gone.
I made this house a home.
Literally. Meaning that his clothes are everywhere and the sink has dirty dishes. But.
It's my specialty.
That's okay. Loved hanging. I love Zave.
And we love New York.
Wait, yeah.
Roll credits.
Wait, do it again. Do it again. Ready? I love Zave. I loved him being here.
And we love New York. Get out of the way, champion!